state's attorney tells the Columbus Dispatch that at least one juror may have stolen oxycodone pills during a drug trial. John David Moore says jurors found his client guilty, then rushed out of the courthouse, 71 opioid pills in evidence missing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, CA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill that we have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve L.A. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. You don't know us. You have no clue. And still you tell us what to do. We don't know you or what you face. It's time to start a brand new state. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. In Jefferson state of mind, carved from lessons we all learn through time. Into my new state, I will always be true. She will shine in the red, white, and blue. It's really better off this way. The welfare you won't have to pay. You keep your royal pedigree. All we're asking is set us free. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
In a Jefferson state of mind.
In the end,
Mike Smith. Good morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposo. I'm here with Bob Martin. How you doing, Bob?
Great, Terry. Good morning. How are you?
Flying solo here. Win'll be back with us next week. Yesterday was Win's mom's funeral, and we wish him the best, and our prayers go out to him and his family. We've got an interesting show for you today. A lot of things have happened in the last couple of days that have been really amazing. But the first thing I want to do is bring up that tomorrow night at 3270 Bocelli Lane, we will be having Mark Kent speaking at 6 o'clock. He will be talking about Stillwater, the grand jury, and some other stuff. We're also going to have some folks come in, I believe Vince Stevenson and Dale Ball are coming in to talk about the recall. So they'll be coming in tomorrow night. And before that, we're going to have our Jefferson meeting at 5:30 that we always do. And the Jefferson meeting has a new group that we have that shows that has new people that Chris Kellstrom speaks to and teaches. If you don't know anything about Jefferson, you want to learn more, you come at 5:30 and you'll go to the orientation group. Then also at that time, we have the group of the people who have been involved in Jefferson for a while, who are putting together fundraisers and talking about the current things that are happening. Yesterday was an interesting day, ladies and gentlemen, very interesting. We had a meeting in Live Oak put on by Pastor Dave Bryan, who is not only adopted but anointed as our pastor of Jefferson. It was a pretty amazing meeting. A lot of things came to light, including some things about George Soros. Yes, George Soros. We're going to play a video here that was put out on the internet, and it'll speak for itself, and then we're going to dissect it here. But what we have is some people who we thought were allies, and we're finding out that all they have ever been is fake news. You know, there's some people that are involved in this that I can't even believe what this video says. So we're going to play it for you. So take a listen and we'll dissect it. This is Dave Hodges, a buddy of Paul Preston's.
Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and we're the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Well, I have insider sources coming out all over the place with regard to the State of Jefferson movement. And in case you're not familiar with that movement, let me briefly recap what that is about. The people in Northern California have been besieged by illegal, unethical, and very harmful and damaging policies being pursued by both the EPA and the Bureau of Land Management, known as the BLM. Ranchers and farmers are forced off their lands. The governor of California has been very anti-Northern California. He has refused to repair dams that are in danger and putting the public at risk. We know all too well about the Oroville Dam, but that's not it. All 10 dams upstream from Oroville are also in trouble. And that crisis is not yet over, but that's another story for another time. So the people in Northern California and Southern Oregon formed a 21-county arrangement where they said, we want to leave the state of Oregon, the state of California, and form a 51st state known as the State of Jefferson. The process is legal. There is a mechanism to do this. However, the move has been co-opted. People like Meckler, who are associated with George Soros, Jenny Rapini, who has basically destroyed the Tea Party movement in Northern California, and many people's opinions. These people have sided with George Soros. And what we're seeing here is a fake group being set up to sue the state of California for non-representation in rural areas. But see, it's a move designed to rob the Northern Californians of their resources, namely money, use it up in a frivolous lawsuit, because a lawsuit is not a path to statehood. And this is all being done by David Morgan, who's associated with the State of Jefferson through MoveOn.org. Where have you heard that before? Again, this has Soros' footprints all over it. Now, let me get right to the bottom line. This one group is attempting to sue the state of California. They have collected $300,000. They're on their way to $1 million, and they hope to waste the resources so the State of Jefferson movement dies. Then the CalExit movement will reappear. On the other side, you have the county supervisors who are banding together to oppose these people, and there's a gigantic conflict and war going on right now as George Soros and his minions are attempting to undermine the State of Jefferson movement. So CalExit will be the dominant entity in California. and it will come in as a UN protectorate totally outside the United States. Now, let's talk about one more thing. The people who I have spoken with today are very, very outspoken in their belief that the Oroville Dam will be flooded, will be destroyed at a time of the, let's say, Calexit people's choosing, because they need a reason to separate from the federal government. To win public opinion, the federal government has to appear to be impotent and uncaring, and the breaking of the Oroville Dam, the destruction of it, would actually provide that kind of impetus. On the other side are reasonable county commissioners trying to oppose this movement. Now, I have more names, more associations, more games being played by the George Soros people who have co-opted people who were once a legitimate part of this movement, and they've done so in the name of accepting money. This is going to get really interesting, and it's going to get really heated. And there are people who are close to coming on the record, and I will do a detailed report at that time. But those of you who thought Calexit was dead, those of you that think the Oroville Dam crisis is abated, those of you that think that the reason that so many Obama administration people went to California is no longer valid, which was an attempt to avoid prosecution from the Trump administration, I will tell you this, that this is going to be the hot spot of America, and I don't think we're going to have to wait real long for this to happen. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. Thanks so much for joining us. We're brought to you by Numana Foods. Get the peace of mind knowing that you have prepared your family for the worst of times by getting good, solid, tasting, good tasting food. Low prices, convenient delivery. Numana.com/Hodges, and the coupon code for 5% off is Hodges, NOV5.
Thank you for the plug there, Dave.
Hey, is there a song called Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire? Unbelievable. Talk about fake news. Well, we're finding out that some people who've been out there are fake news. There's so much wrong with that. I'm going to talk to my friend Mark Baird right now. And Mark, did you get the tail end of that anyway? Are you there, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here. Fake news alert. Fake news alert. Fake news alert.
Unbelievable. There's so much stuff wrong with that. So we've been co-opted by George Soros. Where do you start with this guy?
I was trying to get the X-Files music to play through my phone, you know, so, because I know I was out back last night and I saw a beehive and I just knew that there were alien bees in there. So I was, you know, I really was very careful with that, but you know, you gotta help yourself out with this fake news every once in a while because everybody needs a good laugh or a good pipe cleaning, one or the other, so.
Yeah, probably a good pipe cleaning is more like it.
I just can't believe that all of a sudden, you know, there's a couple of guys, Paul Preston and whoever this Dave Hodges is, I don't even know who he is, but all of a sudden, you know, these guys start out and they're for liberty and they're for all of these things, and then all of a sudden the conspiracy theory gets good to them and the county commissioners of 21 counties and five or six of them signed declarations, and one of them had elections and or had a ballot initiative and signed declarations, and some of them wouldn't even listen to start with, you know, to trying to get a hold of the government in California so we can regain our property rights. And then all of a sudden they're county commissioners of goodwill fighting this movement, and you know, these weak-kneed simpering fools of local government enslaved by Sacramento and the money in San Francisco and vote with their hand out and are willing to take away your Second Amendment rights and take away your property rights and your water rights and your mining rights and your hunting rights and all in the name of throwing the California taxpayer on the altar of environmentalism and stealing the last nickel we have in our pockets, paying a buck more a gallon for gas and everything else we buy in the state of California. And all of a sudden, guys like Paul Preston are pulling straight out of the air, and this idiot Dave Hodges that George Soros is now involved in a movement for liberty. I mean, really? You know, I was choking on my coffee when I was listening to that thing. What a pair of liars!
Well, it's really
Lord.
It gets better, you know, when you start talking about the fact that the lawsuit's a fake suit. Well, I certainly know that it's not a fake suit, but the one part that kind of got me was that we've raised $300,000, so we're going to bankrupt the people of Northern California. That means everybody has a nickel.
It's kind of funny because George Soros pushes more food off his plate every morning than $300,000 will buy. I mean, that guy wears a $300,000 pair of socks probably, and he's going to organize this movement. Oh, and get Paul Preston to help him, you know, to accuse us of all of a sudden, after 3.5 years of bone-crushing effort, traveling tens of thousands of miles, we have tens of thousands of people fighting to put a check rein on Sacramento and create the 51st state. And all of a sudden, Paul Preston opens his eyes and comes up with a revelation that the Cal Exit people are going to destroy the Oroville Dam while George Soros co-opts a movement that's literally grassroots and involves hundreds of thousands of people. How in the living hell is George going to bribe hundreds of thousands of people and fool them into thinking that liberty isn't liberty anymore?
Well, again, you know, the thing is, so the other thing that's kind of crazy, when he mentions Mark Meckler, who I know that none of us have ever even talked to, he has nothing to do with this at all, nothing. And Jenny Rapini, yeah. And I will say this about Jenny. What Jenny has done is she's helped us organize some events, and they've been gracious donors. They've helped us with the lawsuit in donors. Nothing to a point of where this guy says it'll bankrupt Northern California.
Let me tell you, you know, empirical evidence and personal responsibility mean everything to me. In other words, I don't believe in the theory. You either have the facts or you don't have the facts. And Paul and this guy Dave, whoever the hell he is, and whatever, however,
Dave,
I don't know.
Dave Hodges is a Alex Jones type broadcaster. He's been doing this Common Sense Show out of Arizona for the last several years.
Okay. Well, him and the 12 people that listen to his blog all of a sudden have secret inside sources, which they never name, with evidence which they never present, that proves things that can't be proven because they're not true. And I'll tell you, Ginny and Dell, they don't talk about things. They're doers. I mean, they have done nothing but help this movement, and they have done nothing but be generous and selfless and hardworking, while idiots like Paul sit around in his boxer shorts talking about every conspiracy theory there is from the basement of an unnamed bunker deep in the hills of Arizona or wherever they are. And they're slandering and defaming good people's characters who are actually trying to do something. And all I got to say is shame on you boys. I mean, that's just wrong.
Well, yeah, and, you know, we'll get into this right after the break, but, you know, what they did to Dave Bryan, Pastor Dave, what Paul did, and also the things that were said about you by Paul Preston. And here's the thing that's really kind of interesting. Dave Bryan brought this up in front of God and everybody yesterday, naming names and naming situations, not innuendo. When you have somebody of Dave Bryant's integrity bringing this up, it certainly is the facts. And I'll tell you, I mean, you know, this thing was recorded, and I to me, everyone in that room, with the exception of maybe four or five people, certainly understood that we really have fake news from Mr. Preston and these other folks. Anyway, we're going to go to a break. Liar, liar? Who's liar? Liar, liar?
I think we have a better version than that.
Yeah, I think we do.
All right. What's your out cue?
You bet. Here we go.
The time has come.
For 51-605-4567. 605-4567. Thanks.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design, your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hey, Linda, where do you think the best place in town is to get a sandwich?
Well, my favorite is the Best Little Sandwich Shop. I like the one on Eureka.
Well, you know, they've got four locations. They have Anderson, another place on Sherman Creek in Reading, and, of course, Palisadro.
Remember the party we went to the other day? The food was catered by the Best Little Sandwich Shop, and it was amazing.
It was some of the best food I've had at any one of those types of events.
Just mention Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Get 10% off at the Best Little Sandwich Shop at any of the four locations.
Check out the menu at tbls.com. The Best Little Sandwich Shop.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
You know, Mark, getting back to our conversation, are you there, Kemosabe?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You know, it's interesting how Paul Preston had treated Dave Bryan and what he shared with everybody yesterday. You know, after he's done so many things for him, helped him with his illness, gave him the building for Liberty Tours, you know, helped him every way he possibly could, not only just trying to help spiritually, helping physically, helping monetarily, all that stuff, and Paul making a phone call to him a couple of days, verbally abusing him, according to Dave, that he actually said that in front of people. You have any comments on the stuff that Paul was saying about people that Dave brought to light in front of God and everybody?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I'm a big boy. I can take it. I've been dumped on by much better men than Paul Preston. And, you know, to me, the way I figure it is we must be doing something right. Because as I've said all along, the nasty bit of this just hasn't even started yet. Because once the state and the globalists and whoever else would like the status quo, the, you know, the SEIU and CalPERS and CalSTRS and county supervisors who vote with their hand out and are scared to death that California is going to yank the crown off their head, and the Republicans who hate us as much as the Democrats because we aim to yank the crown off every status quo politician's head in Jefferson and put that crown back on the people's head so that people who swear to represent us will be responsible to the people who voted for them, not lobbyists and unions and everybody else. You know, this is going to get real nasty. And to me, this is just the start of it. I mean, I think useful idiots like Paul Preston are easily led because they don't require evidence to say something. They just they start a lie with a grain of sand and then just build on their own story, and they're just as happy with the story as they are the truth. So, you know, guys like Preston really are, they're the refuge of people who don't want to do their own homework. And you get what you pay for. If you listen to an idiot like that, then, you know, you're kind of getting information that suits you and not information that's necessarily the truth.
Yeah, you know, it's really a sad thing. You just wonder what happened to him. But you know,
it's kind of funny because, you know, I think the guy that owns his radio stations, Tom Huth, I think Tom's a better guy than that, and eventually he'll probably smell a rat, and then Paul Preston will be a radio blogger with 12 followers just like Dave Hodges.
Well, I think that it's safe to say that yesterday, after what Dave Bryan brought forth, a man of just impeccable integrity, brought forward in the open about everything that was going on, it seems to me as if there's a lot of people who are shutting off that program, you know, the fake news agenda. Maybe that should be the new name for it, fake news, because it's fake news. Everything that this gentleman said, this Hodges said, well, I should call him a gentleman, that's gracious, but everything was a lie. I mean, Oregon's not in it with us, you know. Ginny, nobody has co-opted this thing. Yeah, there is only $300,000 in there. We're raising this thing. And then Paul Preston's comments to Dave that you've been taking money out of the fund. Well, okay, well, gosh, I mean, wow. How does that come from when you don't have any access to it, number one? And number two, not only do you not have access to it, but you aren't even privy to the information unless you're told.
Well, you know, it's funny because the board of the C4 I consider to be the most trustworthy bunch of people I've ever known in my life. They're some of the best people in Jefferson. They're real leaders. They're honest, hardworking people who are doing nothing but trying to see this lawsuit succeed, and they're managing that money very carefully. I mean, it's funny. I've never seen a bank statement. I don't have any access to the checkbook. I've never even seen the checkbook, and I'm not on that board. And that's intentional. I don't want to touch the money. I don't want anything to do with the money because that's not my job. My job is yapping and exposing the liars and the crooks and not managing the money. I just don't want to do it. I don't do it. And that's something I would never want to be involved in. But, you know, like I said, this doesn't require truth. It's just it's just fake news. And, you know, in 5 seconds, I'm over it. Like I said, I've been dumped on by much better men than Paul Preston. So, you know, the sticks and stones kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, Mark Kent, who actually crafted the 501c4, the host of Sovereign Minds and the president of North State Consultants. I mean, you know, here's a guy that when this video was played, Mark stood up and said, you know, I'd like to talk to the person who got this information, talking about my 501c4 and da-da-da-da that I put together. Not that it's his, but he put it together. And, you know, the thing is that sooner or later, the truth catches up. It just is what it is. Now, talking about the truth, I think that we should chit-chat a little bit about this CCR who claim they weren't a splinter group, but were found out to definitely be a splinter group. And also, you know, when you talk about telling the truth, this thing, one of their members got up, Don Conan, and said he wasn't part of the 501, or the, excuse me, the CCR, and he's on the list. Kayla pointed out that he's one of the board members. So how does that work? I mean, the whole thing is so many lies were exposed yesterday that it's just totally unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, someone asked me, about Tom Reed, and I've had this conversation with Tom. So I told Tom face-to-face that I utterly and completely reject the CCR and anything that the CCR stands for. We don't need another committee that oversees the 21 county committees. In fact, we had kind of a cool vote the other day yesterday at Dave's church, where we all agreed in the room, and of course we need more consensus because all 21 counties weren't represented, but we agreed that the county chairman from each of the 21 counties is the representative of that county to the state of Jefferson right now. And what we're going to plan next is kind of a constitutional convention where 21 counties send their leaders and however many people they want in their delegation, much like the Founders Constitutional Convention where, you know, the county will have one spokesman because it's too hard for 10,000 people to talk at once. But each county can invite as many delegates as they want from their county. They will then appoint a spokesman among their people, someone that that talks for them. And we will then elect leadership at the state level with all 21 counties present and or however many counties can manage to attend. If someone can't make it, they can't make it. And then we're going to elect leadership to the state level so that someone is elected by all 21 counties to speak on behalf of all 21 counties when that's required. But once again, here's what the state of Jefferson typifies, and here's what it means. The state is there for one reason and one reason only, to make sure that the counties have what they want and need in order to make the lives of their citizens better and more free. You know, we are all about personal responsibility and liberty. The state has no function except to serve the people that created the state. That's it. It is not up to the state to tell counties how to live or how they should live or how it wants them to live. That's for the people in those counties, the voters, the property owners, and the taxpayers. So I can't wait for that. We'll have to set that meeting up in the next probably 60 days or so, and then we will elect Jefferson leadership. Maybe that might be the time to trot out our draft of the Constitution so that counties can start looking at that and deciding what they like and what they don't like and what changes they want to make. And we'll start progressing on a state level as the lawsuit moves through the court.
Well, we have Mark. We've got Kayla, the mouse. Hey, darling. How you doing?
Hey, how are you guys?
Well, the fun never stops for us, as Mark Kent would say.
Right? I just wanted to call in about the CCR issue and what I took away from it yesterday.
Okay.
You guys are absolutely right that what's going on with the CCRs doesn't seem to be across the board. And when I showed up with information. I actually went onto their website. I looked at who are the chairs of this, what does their charter say, and what I discovered from that meeting is that some of them didn't even know they were chairpersons of the CCR. And they were working off of a charter that was outdated by 6 months, and they didn't even know there was a new one. And the thing about that concerns me the most is in that charter it says that you have to have 2/3 of the county representatives to have a quorum, and you have to have 3/4 of those vote in the affirmative to change anything. So how did this charter get changed? And of the four people there, three are county representatives.
Well, let me explain something to you. First of all, that's not true in regards that they don't know they're on the chair. There was a meeting in Williams, which I believe I pointed out. There was a meetings in Williams that they had about 3 weeks ago, which Lou Manor and Joe were at from Colusa. And those people were on the board. Those people know they're on the board. They have a plan for everything. And when I did call them out about that, especially about this meeting with the SCCCR, I think I used enough C's, that Paul Preston is doing tomorrow night. Basically, when I went ahead and called them out on that, that I have the email in front of me that Tom Reed sent that information out to prior to the meeting we had, and on that list was Don Conan. So how could he not know about the meeting? You know, those guys in Fran, they're on that board. They know they're on the board. They showed up. They showed up at this meeting. Most of them did. They sat in a panel at the meeting along with Paul Preston. So they all knew what was going on, and that's why when we called out and looked for, oh, what is that word again? The truth. When we went out and we looked for the truth, and I exposed that as John and Lou, who were at the meeting, exposed it. Basically, there was not another word out of their mouth. So really and truly, they did know they were on the board. They do know they're on the board, and that's just not true that they didn't. They said they didn't think they knew. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, where I'm coming from is I didn't know that going in. So for
right,
me,
exactly.
Like, okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
But you still don't know what's even going on. And that's the concerning part is if you have an organization that says that they're part of Jefferson, but their charter says that they're not.
Right, right. And you expose that.
People who are supposed to be on the board, they don't even know what their charter says.
Right.
You should have a very healthy level of concern. And so that's what I just walked away with. The whole CCR.
And boy, were you right? Are you right on that? You are right on, Mouse. And here's the other thing that's amazing is when you guys did pass out the first CCR, and then you gave the second CCR charter, and then the lady stood up in the back of the room saying, well, wait, that one doesn't work either because we're now doing a new one. Oh, okay. And it did say, which you pointed out to Fran Freely, which I thought was amazing, it did say totally. And it was a great job, Kayla. By the way, you did an excellent job yesterday. But this was just great when you pulled out a fact saying, well, wait a second, it says right here that the CCR is separate from the state of Jefferson. It's not with the state of Jefferson any longer. You pointed that out to her, and there was stuttering and no answer to that. So, I mean, really and truly, Kayla, if you'd like, would you like to hold on through the break, hon?
I can, yeah, if you have more questions for me.
Okay, if you want to, you can hang on there with us for a minute. And Mark, you still there, buddy?
Yep, still here.
Okay, we're going to go off to our next break. And, what was Paul Preston? Paul Preston.
Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California. A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. and is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Time is on our side. Yes, it is. Kayla, darling, you have any parting words for us, hon?
My parting words is that from the meeting yesterday, what I saw was a bunch of people who just, we refocused ourselves on what is important, why we are doing this, why we've spent the last 4 years pouring our blood, sweat, and tears into this, and that's for liberty. That's all it's for. It's so that our kids can grow up and our grandkids in a state that's free, because that's why we're all in this. And that's really what I took away from the entire meeting, is we really refocused. We talked about the issues that we've had. We've talked about the problems that have come up. But at the end of the day, we are all in this together, and that is for freedom, and that's for liberty.
You know, Kayla, you're awesome, honey. Thank you so much for what you did yesterday. You really did a nice job.
I couldn't have done it if everybody else hadn't shown up, though.
Well,
so
maybe.
It's a team effort all the way around.
Uncle Terry was proud.
Thank you, Uncle Terry.
Anyway, sweetheart, we'd also like to hear from you a little more on the program, and maybe you can give us a little bit of the mouse that roared at the end of our program sometimes with some thoughts on what we're doing with Jefferson and the country. Would you be open to doing that?
I'm absolutely open to do
Great.
That. It all depends on scheduling.
Sure, you know, and that's
crazy
no problem.
Everything is over here.
No problem. I know you got babies. I know you got babies. All right, darling. Have
all
a great day.
Thank you. You guys have a great day, and hurrah for Jefferson.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Thank you, darling. Kemosabe, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
I know that we have Herve, and he ran through Tuolumne and Calaveras and Amador yesterday, and I know that on Monday he's showing up in Nevada County, and just what a great deal is this run for liberty.
I was on a news website that we both know about, and they said that George Soros donated his shoes. So he's running for George Soros, really, you know. And it's all a manipulation, because what they plan to do is remove Highway 50 so that Jefferson doesn't have a major thoroughfare.
Hello.
And they're going to move it to L.A. because they need Highway 50 down in L.A. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, if you believe fake news, that is. I mean, but anyway, yeah, that's a fantastic story. I can't wait to hear it. I just wish the guy well. And you know what? Running 40 miles a day, I used to be a long-distance runner back in younger times, and I'll tell you, I could run 40 miles, but I couldn't do it every day.
Oh, man.
I mean, that guy is running 40 miles a day average for liberty. For liberty. I mean, can you imagine that? You know, you talk about putting your blood, your treasure, and your honor on the line. running 40 miles a day because you appreciate the blessings of this nation and its constitution and what the rule of law should be. You know, that is humbling.
Well, I just,
and he know, and this guy knows what communism is. He knows what anything to help this ought to be ashamed of ourselves. That is humbling to know a guy like that's out there working for us.
Oh, yeah, and it was his idea. That's the thing. It was his idea. It was him wanting to do it. And Terry G. Out of El Dorado. And another treasure we have is but, you know, just like Sally, when they give us advice, it's the stuff that we're made of, isn't it? Their advice.
Well, I got to say, my wife is my better half.
Oh, yeah.
I love her more than anything. She is my best friend, and we... You know, it's hard for us because we're used to doing everything together. We don't even like working at time. We used to go to the store and started. It's almost as if we're at opposite ends of the planet because she does all the work, so I can go out and yap on devices that everyone's making. We have to make them, and I just apologize to her for not being there when she needs me and for all the work on, and bless her heart, she just does
it,
you know.
Well, yeah, you're out fighting fires. To make a living. I guess all that money Soros is paying you just isn't enough to put peas and beans on the table, huh, buddy?
Well, no, I mean, we have three full-time jobs here. We have the radio stations we're trying to keep going. We got this ranch. I have a job myself.
Yep.
Myself. We're trying to take care of Jefferson, which is a full-time job.
Oh, yeah.
There aren't many hours left in the day where we don't spend much time sitting on a chair. We're pretty much up and moving every second of the day until it's just too late to keep going.
Well, she's quite a gal. Also, we have got Lori on the other line here.
Hey.
Very, very good intel coming through. I'm going to have to research a lot more of what you're sharing here today. Not sure if some of the listeners were aware that Kevin Shipp was here Friday at our annual presentation, and he was talking about the difference between the shadow government versus the deep government. People sometimes think they're the exact same thing and they're slightly different. They work together. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to this presentation here with Paul Preston and Hodges' program, and I think it would be helpful if people did a little bit more research on how vast and corrupt the systems are, and this is why people can say things like what Paul might be inferring.
He's not might. There's no might.
It's about the money.
Right. There's no might.
The budget in the military.
Lori?
Whereas the shadow government is all manipulating Congress and the president. And this is why we're all kind of going, what is going on? Why is this all screwy and weird and Comey and everything's just this horrible mess right now to even keep track?
Lori?
So, yes?
Yeah, the stuff, there's no innuendo. Paul said all this stuff. I mean, Dave Bryan told God and everybody, hundreds of people. I'm sure that video is going to go out to many, many people. Everything that was said there and said on this program has been the truth, number one. And number two, my dear, you're right about what you're saying. And the shadow government, I have a whole story about that one. But we don't have time to go into it. But, you know, I'd like to, maybe we'll take that up next week, hon.
I think that would be an awesome idea because
I think this is shocking
the heck out of a lot of people.
Yes, yes. And I'll go ahead.
And that the Tea Party, as they have announced openly, that has been infiltrated. So, again, all you have to do is start following the popcorn trail, and you can suddenly have, you know, this mass distraction again, which doesn't help any movement at all. So,
well, I think the thing is, too, is that I considered Paul a friend. I know that we talked to him every day when he was in the hospital. You know, we called him, we helped him. Whenever he came here, you know, we took care of him. There was people that, I mean, Dave did enormous amount of things. People drove him to his chemo and all that stuff. And that's the exact people that basically he has absolutely, I mean, there's no relationship there to say the least anymore. And to do that to your friends, to do that to people who are friends and consider you a friend and to be untruthful and to have these situations go on is beyond the pale. I just think that he's lost the credibility with so many people.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, and I think it would be wise if people can do some investigation research, go look up the difference between deep, dark seventh level government versus shadow government versus the deep state, and then we'll have our terminology together.
Sounds
good.
And
I think it would be a very coherent interview or presentation as a follow-up.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Lori.
Thank you, guys.
All right, darling. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Any comments?
Yeah. I mean, my comment is this. We have exactly the government we've allowed. The people allowed this to happen. There are consequences for what we've allowed. We have an effort in progress that's working so far in order to change all of that. And if people want a government they deserve instead of the government they allow, they should pitch in and help us.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, the way that's done at this point is through the lawsuit. And next week we're also going to talk about clarification on the lawsuit. But, folks, we not only have this program, which you can listen to, archive, it's you can listen to it streaming live. We have this. We have phone calls every 2 weeks, which anybody can get on. We have the Jefferson Messenger. We have Facebook. We have Base Camp. We have so many avenues. You've got your county committees. I mean, you know, every county has a committee, and everybody is in the loop. And frankly, if you're not in the loop, it's because you don't want to be. Because in essence, we have all these different avenues for you to get information.
But you know, Terry, let me add just one thing. I as you know, I'm a big fan of personal responsible, but we are. And you know, look, folks, I'm tired of the whining. I'm tired of people sitting around in their chair whining about things that they can do something about. We have a lot of good people in Jefferson, and I mean a lot of them. And they're doing something every day to try to change this back to a government responsible to the people who elect it. So if you're tired of shadow governments, if you're tired of the deep state, if you're tired of what the government's doing to you, then help us. I mean, there's good news here. We are the people. We have all the power. Article 2, Section 1 tells us that. The Declaration of Independence tells us all just power is derived from the people. Governments were formed and operate only by the consent of the governed. So if you're tired of this, there's a way out. We're all working to fix it. Help us. You never know. You don't know what we can accomplish when the people stand together.
Absolutely correct. Matt, you have one. You don't even have a minute. You got 30 seconds, buddy. 30 seconds.
Thank you. I trust you guys completely. I've been aware of what you guys are up to for a long time, and I'm just letting you know that I intend to donate today to the legal fund, and I think that every single person that hears my voice should at least try to donate a dollar, because all this stuff is disinformation to try to bog us down. Those that hate freedom will go to no lengths to suppress it. Thank you for your time. God bless you, and keep up the fight.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you, appreciate that. And, you know, we'll have more probably about fake news and about the fake news coming out of people that we thought were liberty-minded and we thought were friends. But that's it, folks. And next week, 9 o'clock, right here. Remember, KCNR1460.com. Go to the archive. Go to the podcast. Let's get the word out. Spread the word of liberty.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Members of the Republican base, they're warning lawmakers they better keep at it. Local party leaders in particular are telling Republicans that they will have trouble in the midterm elections if they don't repeal. President Trump is also keeping up the pressure. New Chief of Staff General John Kelly takes over at the White House on Monday. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine welcomes the idea.
I do think that General Kelly will do a good job as the White House Chief of Staff. I think he will bring some order and discipline to the West Wing.
He's